At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
I'm John Batts with my colleague Devin Nunes, devinnuneswines.com. He's now a man who keeps a vineyard. He's also the CEO of Truth Social, where they practice the First Amendment. And he's also a former politician with very good understanding of how California votes, how the Democratic Party arranges itself to run against the Republican Party. Right now, there's a new poll in from the Wall Street Journal that's going to take a lot of arranging. President Biden's political standing, writes the Journal, is at its weakest point of his presidency. A new Wall Street Journal poll finds, with voters giving him his lowest job performance marks and favoring Donald Trump for the first time in a head-to-head test of the likely 24 presidential matchup, Biden lags behind Trump by 4 points, 47 to 43, on a hypothetical ballot with only two candidates. Trump's lead expands to 6 points, 37 to 31, when five potential third-party and independent candidates are added. They take a combined 17% support, with Democrat-turned-independent Robert F. Kennedy drawing the most at 8%. Anything about this surprising to you, Devin, that Mr. Biden's approval rating continues to plunge and he's losing to Donald Trump in a hypothetical?
The thing that we don't know, John, is how low is the polling going to continue to go? I believe that poll was done before the Hunter Biden indictment. Am I right?
Yes, yes. November 29th to December 4th. Yes, before the information came out. Yes.
Yeah. So it's going to continue. He's going to continue to sink. He can't both. I mean, it's both him and the vice president can barely put together, two sentences. So they have to kind of keep them both out of view. And eventually that just catches up to you. Plus you've got the economic woes. And then most importantly, you have this wild anti-Semitic virus that's running through the Democratic Party. And I think that's, now you're going to have these warring factions. And one of the things that Team Obama, who really runs the Democratic Party, they were able to keep all the, kind of second and third tier left-wing parties out of the race. But, the Green Party is going to have a candidate. You've got Kennedy, who's, who I believe is going to probably be able to get on the ballot in a lot of places. I think there's even another left-wing party. I can't think of the name of it. But look, that all just takes 1 point, 2 points. I mean, Kennedy could take, anywhere from, I think he's polling in that poll, 9%?
Eight. It says eight here. Eight, yes.
Yeah, 8%. So there probably is not going to be a head-to-head. It's probably going to be, 4 or 5 left-wing candidates versus Donald Trump. And, I just don't see... And I also don't see how Biden is ultimately going to be the nominee. We could be, and this is, I'll have to call on you to remind the listeners of the history, because it's a little bit before my time. I only know it from what I've read. But it's very reminiscent. I think 1968, it was LBJ withdrew at the Democratic Party convention. I believe that was in Chicago, I think, right?
No, it was, but he withdrew March 31st, several weeks after the troubles in Vietnam became undeniable.
Before the Democratic convention.
Right, and it was after the New Hampshire primary where LBJ won, but McCarthy scored, and McCarthy of Minnesota scored so well that LBJ then moved to make a speech to America, surprising everyone, that he would not be a candidate for the presidency, claiming that that would move the peace process in the negotiations with the North Vietnam. That was the explanation at the time. It was a total shock, and he dropped out March 31st. Now, that would be into the primary season. Super Tuesday is early in March. So if that happens, as I understand it, with the primary process then broken, they would have to make a decision about the candidate at the convention, which would be old-fashioned of them and would be exciting.
Yeah, which and the irony is that I believe in 1968 the convention was in Chicago where they had all kinds of
trouble
of violence and trouble, and this year it's also going to be in Chicago.
Yes.
So we're gonna replay it. Have a 1968, a modern era 1968 Democratic convention here.
What we have here is chaos. These poll numbers suggest that the president needs to do something immediately to improve his chances. And he was in Los Angeles, I believe, last night, being hosted by Hollywood celebrities. I believe the very famous director Spielberg's name was mentioned. That is regular running for re-election Democratic money that he's raising. But no comment to the news reporting this morning about the indictment of his son, which is getting front page attention in London and in Europe, front page attention, as it did not when the Biden laptop emerged right before the election of 2020. Now all that assertion by all those experts that it was Russian disinformation no longer being repeated. Now they put it on the front page of the Telegraph that this indictment is about tax evasion and spending the money on illicit enterprises such as sex workers and alcohol and cars. In other words, extravagantly thumbing his nose at the American people by spending millions of dollars. We don't know how he earned it also, but that's another story. Rather than pay his taxes. He owed a big bill. I don't know if he still owes money. I can't tell. I don't read it that long. But as you say, this is before the president. This happened after the president's poll numbers sank to a low. And to my knowledge, Devin, I don't think Mr. Biden has said anything about this indictment. Have you heard anything?
He denied it. He did say he called it a bunch of lies. I think he whispered into the mic and called it a bunch of lies. But that was right before the indictment. So that was either Wednesday or Thursday of last week.
It's his Justice Department. He's calling his Justice Department a bunch of lies.
Well, John, we've talked about this on your show. It's not his Justice Department. It is Barack Obama's Justice Department.
Okay.
And you know, I've been kind of mentioning this for the last several months is, at what point, you know, you saw that Susan Rice went for the exits. One of Obama's top people was running the White House. She left the day before Biden announced that he was running for re-election. Then you had some kind of bad polling that came out, a few editorials, the usual suspects saying that Biden probably shouldn't run. Then you had David Axelrod, who's a well-known Obama confidant, who said, yeah, it's probably time for us to look for a new candidate. In other words, hint, 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 Joe, it's time to get out of the race. And I think they've not wanted to – Obama hasn't wanted to pull the trigger, so to speak, on the Justice Department to bring down the indictments. But – you know, look, this is the weakest of all the indictments, the things that Hunter Biden could be busted on, because these are the only indictments that really don't touch Joe. So there's a whole bunch of other potential indictments that, John, you know, any normal American, if they were bringing in, you know, I don't know, tens of millions, if not $100 million, getting loans from people, all the things that the Republicans have uncovered that, John, haven't seen the light of day yet. But where are the FARA indictments? Where are the bribery? Where are the, you know, the gun charges? I mean, all of these things, the drug possession, prostitution. There's so many things here that a normal American would be indicted for that are all over that laptop that, as you mentioned, the 51 spies who lie, that the current Secretary of State put that letter together, they they don't seem to be around anymore. Nobody's heard from them. They still hold their clearances, but they've disappeared from the planet.
DevinNunesWines.com, the guru and CEO of Truth Social, where they practice the First Amendment. And this is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.